Good morning. A chilly northwest wind flow persisted all day yesterday, and most places wound up 15 to 20 degrees below seasonal averages, and a lot of places stayed in the lower 50s during Sunday afternoon. So a chilly night and a chilly start to the day today, with a lot of locations back into the 30s and across parts of the higher terrain, even a dusting of some light snow on the ground, particularly across the ski areas. Most everyone will see dry weather today as that system departs over the Canadian Maritimes, but the northwest wind will persist all day long, keeping it blustery and unseasonably cold with highs only in the middle to upper 50s. Overnight tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy as another disturbance swings through the Great Lakes and through the region, maybe even a few passing sprinkles. Temperatures mainly in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And while readings will moderate tomorrow, we'll still contend with a lot of cloud cover and even a few passing sprinkles or rain showers. Readings will be back up into the lower and middle 60s. A ridge of high pressure will finally build in through the middle of the week. Temperatures will remain in the middle to upper 60s, although it will be dry with some strong sun mixed with clouds. In fact, by Friday, we'll go above normal with highs in the lower to mid 70s, and it looks like mid 70s for the weekend with mainly dry weather, just the risk of a passing shower on Sunday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of northeast Texas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and northwestern Oklahoma, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southern and central plains surrounding the enhanced risk area. Moderate instability will develop across this area, and storms should gradually strengthen during the mid to late afternoon hours. Directional shear in the low to mid levels, along with moderate deep layer shear, will eventually support supercell development as the storms move east-southeastward into increasing low-level moisture and instability. Although a line of storms is expected to develop, supercells on the southern end of the line may produce very large hail and a few tornadoes. The strengthening low-level jet during the early evening will contribute to an increased tornado threat. Wind damage will also be possible with supercells and bowing line segments. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, fog, and blowing snow, 10 above zero with a west wind at 72 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees, the dew point 26. 55% relative humidity, a west wind at 15, gusting to 23 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at Black River Falls, Wisconsin. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 60s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy, in the lower 60s, and more sunshine and breezy in Buffalo, with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 39. The average temperature, 46, that's 12 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.79 inches, that's 16 hundredths of an inch above normal. And 10.12 inches for the year, which is 2.68 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 19 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 173, and 5,353 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees. The average low, 47. The record high, 89, set in 1991, and the record low, 33, in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:31 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:13 p.m. 14 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, windy, and unseasonably cold today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight in the middle to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly to mostly sunny today, windy but unseasonably chilly with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Partly sunny, windy, and unseasonably cold today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight and lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, windy, unseasonably chilly today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, windy, and unseasonably cold today with highs in the middle to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, not as cold, a passing shower possible mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds in the middle 60s on Wednesday and Thursday. Mostly sunny, lower 70s Friday. A mix of sun and clouds mid-70s Saturday. And the risk of a shower, otherwise partly sunny Sunday, with highs in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.